You're listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Tennessee's General Assembly is beginning a redistricting process that will impact both the state legislature and federal congressional districts. We spoke with Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton about what's involved in that process.
We have our own data that we get from the federal government that details the numbers that we have down to the street level, zip code, census block. And so we take those numbers and we download them into the system, and we can see every district right now what their population is, and then we move from that point forward.
When are those results due to the federal government?
Starting in January, we have to vote on our new House districts and Senate districts and congressional districts. We have to have them in place before filing deadline for the next election cycle. And so we hope to have everything passed and signed by the governor by January, maybe early February at the latest.
What is the plan for public engagement in this process?
Well, the meetings are open to the public. They'll be streamed. The members are on it. The public can call them. The public can submit maps. If they have ideas, they're welcome to send them.
Does it matter what the public has to say?
Well, I mean, it matters, but we also have to watch what the courts have said in the past, because that sets the precedent on how we draw the districts based on what they said we needed to look at. So we always appreciate the public input, but we're also going to do what we need to do based on the court decisions and the court cases that they say that we need to do as we draw the districts as well.
We also spoke with Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, who went into more detail about the court decisions that influence how the legislature goes about redistricting the state.
We have two laws. One's constitutional. It says that you can't divide counties more than is necessary. The magic number for a Senate district is around 210,000. So Knox County could not just have one senator. The other provision is Baker versus Carr, in which we have to get the variance between 210,000. It can be 5% over, 5% under.
You've been through this process before. It's somewhat bounded by these court decisions. Do you feel like it's more fair at this point in time than it has been in the past?
The one we're committed to will be definitely more fair. In fact, Baker versus Carr was a suit in Tennessee. Carr was the Secretary of State, and Baker was an individual from Memphis. Say in the Senate now, the magic number is 210,000. And you could not have a district that had 90,000 and then another district that had 500,000. And there was a great deal of variance in the size of the districts.
What is the public's role in this process?
Of course, the Republican-led redistricting process 10 years ago solicited public input for the first time, and that precedent will continue. All legislators, Democrat and Republican, will have a chance to weigh in, and we'll have a website that allows anyone to submit a plan. It would have to be a statewide plan, because it's fairly easy to draw some districts in Knoxville, but all the districts around Knoxville would be affected. You have to look at the whole picture. You can't just look at segments of it.
Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally and House Speaker Cameron Sexton have both said they're committed to bipartisanship in this process. The Tennessee House Redistricting Committee held its first meeting last week, and the public was invited to offer comment in person in Nashville. The Tennessee Senate Redistricting Committee has not yet been named. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.